It's time now for Reformation with Pastor Woodson Moore.
Everywhere I go, there's folks who want to know just what is our country way out. Some think it's in a man, and on his word they stand. But when I hear it, I just want to shout. More praying, less straying, that's what we need. Soul winning, less sin, that's what we need. More love, less hate.
Well, this is Pastor Woodson Moore coming to you from Fairton Christian Center in Fairton, New Jersey. And this week we're looking at why should we pay any attention to what God has said for us to do in His Word. Why pay any attention to the instructions of God's revealed plan? You know, it says in a couple different places in the Bible that people are blessed who operate in and are obedient to the revealed will of God. So where would I find the reveal? Nobody knows the will of God. That's not true. The New Testament of the Bible is the revealed will of God for those people who now live in this dispensation of grace. It is the will. That's what it's called. It's the last will and testament. The New Testament. The word testament means will, like your last will and testament. And the New Testament is the testament of Jesus, or the will of God for those of us who are alive during this dispensation of grace. So whatever it says in the will, that is what God would will for us. Take 1 John 5, starting with verse 20. It says that if we ask anything according to His will, we know that we receive the petitions which we've asked. Well, the question, the key there would be, well, what's His will? Well, the Bible tells us all His promises are yes, and so be it. Yea, and amen. Yes, and so be it. So if He said something in His will that He has purchased for us through His death, and Hebrews goes to great length to make us understand that a will does not go into effect unless the testator of that will dies. But because Jesus died and His blood was shed, the blood of the New Testament kicked in and the will came into power. And so we can have faith. You know, lots of people pray, but they don't pray in faith. They pray hoping that there's somebody up there, hoping that they might receive something from God. Hope and faith are two different things. There's three things that will never pass away, according to 1 Corinthians 13, faith, hope, love. There are three different entities altogether. So if you're praying in hope, you're not going to receive from God, because we receive from God through faith. Hebrews 11:1 says that the faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is the reality of things not seen, not known through the physical senses. Touch, smell, hearing, sight, taste. See, if you can taste it, if you can touch it, if you can smell it, then it's real. That's not what the Word teaches. The Word teaches more real than the senses are the promises of God. And faith perceives as real fact that which cannot necessarily be known by the five senses. And so the Lord wants us to reach out in faith, trusting Him, believing Him, that it is something that is established. It is true. You know, lots of times people say, well, let's talk about what's true. What is true? What is truth? If Jesus didn't lie, then he said, I am the truth. Well, then, well, how do you know what does that mean, I am the truth? Well, St. John begins with, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. He goes on to say, and the Word became flesh and dwelt amongst us, talking about Jesus. That Jesus and the Word, they're synonymous. And the Word of God, if Jesus is the truth, is the truth. So Jesus is the high priest of our confession. He's the high priest of what we say, what we believe. Takes you back to Romans 10. It says, if we will believe in our heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, and if we will confess him with our mouth as our Lord, as our Savior, we will be saved. And the word saved there means more than being born again, means more than receiving the ability to live forever with God. Eternal life itself means more than just being alive with God. Eternal life is the actual force, the nature of God that flows from the throne. It says, if the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in you, it will quicken your mortal body. It'll make our mortal bodies come to life. You say, yeah, I believe that. At the last trump, my mortal body is going to come to life. I think it means more than that. I think it means now, as that Word of God dwells in us richly, as in our heart we have meditated upon the truth of God's Word. Going back to what David said, Lord, I love your Word. I think about your Word. It's what cleanses me. It's what purifies me. It's what opens up the covenant for me. See? And just going to church on Sunday, I guess that might get you into heaven if you've believed on Jesus. But there's so much more to the covenant, so much more to life in Christ than just knowing that when you die, your spirit man is going to live forever. There is godliness, it says in the Word, is profitable for the life that now is and the life that is to come. There is a life that is to come. When the Lord called me to pastor, he gave to me the same basic dictates that he gave to his followers after he was resurrected. He said, go into all the world, preach the gospel. They that believe and are baptized will be saved. And that word saved there means be rescued, ransomed, bought back from the powers of darkness that comes to make our lives miserable. We can know joy and joy unspeakable. We can know success. We can know prosperity. And remember, prosperity means far more than just having a bunch of dollar bills. Prosperity means having our needs met. And he has promised to meet our needs. What do you want money for anyway? To meet your needs. Well, God can meet those needs with or without money because he loves you. And he died to implement the New Testament, the New Covenant, his will in your life as a Christian. Randy Travis is going to sing Three Wooden Crosses.
A farmer and a teacher, a hooker and a preacher, riding on a midnight bus bound for Mexico. One was headed for vacation, one for higher education, and two of them were searching for lost souls. That driver never ever saw the stop sign, and 18-wheelers can't stop on a dime. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That farmer left to harvest a home in 80 acres. the faith and love for growing things in his young son's heart. And that teacher left her wisdom in the minds of lots of children and did her best to give them all a better start. And that preacher whispered, "Can't you see the promised land?" as he lay his bloodstained Bible in that hooker's hand. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, heaven only knows. I guess it's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. That's the story that our preacher told last Sunday as he held that blood-stained Bible up for all of us to see. He said, "Bless the farmer and the teacher and the preacher who gave this Bible to my mama who read it to me." There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway. Why there's not four of them, now I guess we know. It's not what you take when you leave this world behind you. It's what you leave behind you when you go. There are three wooden crosses on the right side of the highway.
Three wooden crosses. You know, Proverbs chapter 17, verse 7 says, or actually chapter 18 says, "A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul." Throughout the Bible, there is a lot said about the words that we speak. See, if you go back to creation, it says, "And God said, let there be light. And God said, and God said, and God said." Well, we're made in his image. And there's an awful lot regarding our mouth, because we can either speak life or we can speak death. Words can hurt, words can heal. And God has given us an ability through words to communicate life and death. Moses said, "This day I set before you life and death, the blessing and the curse." There's life, there's death, there's blessing, there's curse, and it's set before us. Just imagine a table there with food setting on it. And some of it is called life, and some of it is called death, and some of it is called blessing, and some of it is called cursing. And it's up to us to choose. Joshua said, this day, as for me and my family, we choose to follow God. Say, well, you know, it's just one of those predestination things. Whatever you're predestined, if this is my day, if this is my number, if my number's called, that's it. That is not what the Bible teaches. The Bible teaches that by acting wisely, by speaking well, by being obedient to God's truth, the number of our days can be increased by not doing what God has told us to do, by being disobedient to his truth, the number of our days can be decreased. Don't ever think that God is the one that got some young man drunk, got him behind the wheel, and cause them to run into a tree and kill themselves. The Lord doesn't do that. The Lord has said, don't do these things, and you will live. And so I want to encourage you to get into the truth of God's word. And know this, if you know Jesus, you'll know freedom. If there is no Jesus, there'll be no freedom. It's Pastor Woodson Moore, Fairton Christian Center, reminding you, Jesus is freedom.